We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Marco Polo and Kublai Khan were imprisoned with Benno in a dank dungeon, and Benno was given a bottle of poisoned water, which Marco Polo prevented the Khan from drinking. Marco took the bottle away from Benno and poured the water onto the floor. Argon the traitor became furious when he learned of this, and he ordered his Nubian sentries to kill the Khan. Just at that moment, however, soldiers from the Khan's army arrived on the scene, so that Argon and his sentries were seized. The Khan ordered that Argon be put to death, and then he found that Kaila, the daughter of Akambal, the governor, had led his soldiers to the rescue. The Khan broke the news of Akambal's death to his daughter. Then he asked her to name her reward for saving him, and she said that all she desired was the love of Marco Polo. Meanwhile, Marco Polo was reunited with his father and his uncle. A little later in the day, the Khan held audience in the reception hall of the governor's palace.
Marco Polo, by your bravery, the treacherous dog named Argon has been sent to his death. But you were rather rash. You risked my life.
I'm sure Marco did not mean to risk your life, O great and noble Khan.
Mayhaps I did make a mistake in taking you to the dungeons, most mighty Khan, but I wanted you to see for yourself that Argon was a treacherous dog. I did not like to make an accusation against the man without being able to prove it.
You are forgiven, Marco Polo. But it seems that in this great journey which I am taking through my dominions, I am subjected to many risks. And it is not fitting that the great Khan of China should risk his life.
Do you plan to return to Pekin, most noble Khan?
Mayhap I will return to Pekin. I must give the matter much thought. But I desire my dominions to be inspected. And if I do not continue with the journey myself, then Tarpin Zhu, the leader of my armies, my trusted general, will make the tour. Come, Tarpin Zhu, bow low before me.
I bow low before you, most great and noble Khan, and I beg you for your own sake to return to Peking, where you will be safe from the plottings of thieves, rogues, and intriguers, where you may be spared for many years to rule over your glorious empire.
Will you continue to inspect my dominions, Tarpin Zhu?
I will, mighty Khan.
You will take with you Marco Polo and his companions.
These Venetians are men of great loyalty. They are clever men with much cunning.
Do you speak against us, Tarpin Zhu?
Not so, Marco Polo. I speak in your favor. And I say that the Khan should have one of the Venetians by his side in Peking. Let two come with me through the dominions, and one remain with the Khan.
It is well, Tarpin Zhu. When I return to Peking, one of the Venetians will come with me, and then I will make sure that the other two will return after their journey through my dominion.
Well, which of us is to go with you, most mighty Khan?
Well, I have not yet decided. I will make my decision known within a day. But there is another matter of which I must speak. It seems that Marco Polo creates havoc in the hearts of the beautiful women of my dominions. First, the Princess Zilana yielded him her heart, and then Kinsai, the daughter of Manji the robber, swore that Marco Polo was the only man she loved. And now Kaila, the daughter of my old friend Akambal, asks a reward for saving my life. She states that she loves Marco Polo.
Oh, my son Marco does not seek to make these women love him, O Mutai. Oh,
in my youth, I was also a great heartbreaker, but never was I so handsome as Marco Polo. I would fain set eyes on those four wives of his who are in Venice.
Oh, my son does not wish to send for his wives, Mutai.
Let Marco Polo speak for himself.
What would you have me say, O mighty Kublai Khan?
You have looked upon Kaila, who saved your life as well as mine. She desires to wed you, and if you would please me, you would accept the maiden as one of your wives.
But what will the Princess Zilana say? Did I not swear to wed her when I returned to Peking?
I beg that you allow my son to wait.
It is my desire that he should wed Kaila. Let the maiden be brought before me now.
Marco, do you desire to wed this woman?
I know not what to say.
You have a roguish eye, Marco Polo. And women like a man with a roguish eye.
Well, before I wed any woman, I must see the Princess Zilana. I must keep my promise to her.
Kaila comes now, noble Khan.
Kaila, you may rise. I have told Marco Polo that it is my desire that he should wed you. Just to clasp you his hand.
Does Marco Polo wish to wed me, Mighty Khan?
Marco Polo will obey my orders.
I beg that I be allowed to speak to Marco Polo alone.
What say you, Marco Polo?
I would have speech with Kaila.
You have come to my dominions, Marco Polo, and you have conquered the hearts of many beautiful women. It seems that you will have a harem to rival mine in time.
My son does not desire a harem, Most High.
Well, it is my desire that he should wed Kaila. The audience is over. We shall go and leave the young people together here, and I trust that the wedding will take place this very day. Then mayhap I will return to Peking, and Marco Polo will go on with his journey, taking his new wife with him. Come, let us depart.
Marco Polo, you do not wish to wed me?
Kaila, I must have time to think.
Do you hate Kaila?
Oh, no, I do not hate you, but I promised the Princess Delana that I would return to her in Peking and that I would wed her.
In the Khan's empire, a man is allowed more than one wife. Already you have four wives in Venice.
Yes, I'm beginning to regret those four wives in Venice.
Describe them to me.
Well, one is fair.
Yes.
Another is dark.
Yes.
One has red hair.
One fair, one dark, and one has red hair. And the other one?
Well, she is neither dark nor fair.
Am I more beautiful than your four wives in Venice, Marco Polo? Look you upon my face.
You are very beautiful, Kaila. But could we not postpone our wedding? I must first speak with the Princess Delana. She also saved my life, and I gave her a promise that I would not wed until I returned to Peking. You see, the Princess Delana is a very jealous woman.
If you gave your promise to the Princess Delana, you must keep it, Marco Polo. But I crave that you take me in your arms.
Oh, I willingly take you in my arms, Kaila.
I will wait for you until the end of time.
Kaila, is there not some man of your own race whom you could come to love?
I should not be thinking of love. Now I am mourning for a beloved father. Go you on your journey, Marco Polo. I will be awaiting your return. And after you have wed the Princess Delana, I beg that you will wed me.
Come now, let us go before the Khan and tell him that the wedding is not to take place today.
Do you think the Princess Delano will approve of me?
Oh, I am sure she will.
And after you have married her, she will allow you to marry me?
I should think so.
Then I will wait until you've wed the Princess Delana. Come, I will go with you to the Khan.
Marco Polo and Kaila went to the Khan's quarters, where they found the great emperor giving audience to Matteo and Niccolo Polo. Marco and Kaila bowed low before Khan, and then he bade them rise.
Well, Marco Polo, is your wedding to take place today?
Most noble Khan, the wedding is not to take place for some time. Kaila has agreed to wait until I have wed the Princess Delana.
Marco Polo gave his promise to the Princess Delana. So must he keep it.
It is well. Now I shall tell you of my plans. I will be returning to Peking on the morrow, and I will take Matteo Polo with me.
I will gladly accompany you, most noble Khan.
You are a clever man, Matteo Polo. I may need your aid and advice. Are you as brave as Marco?
Oh, I think I am brave.
You are no heartbreaker. I need not fear that the beautiful ladies of my land will lose their hearts to you, Matteo.
In my youth, women have thought a lot of me, most noble Khan.
I always thought you disliked women, my uncle.
You do not know everything, Marco. At least I've not had women trailing me around, begging me to marry them.
Enough, my brother Matteo. I am glad that the Khan has honored you by desiring to take you to Peking.
Marco Polo and Niccolo Polo will proceed on their journey with my general Ta Pin Zhu. I shall take Kaila to Peking with me. There she will make the acquaintance of the Princess Delana, and there both ladies will wait until you return, Marco Polo. Then, no doubt, there will be a grand wedding. You can marry Zilana, Kinshai, and Kaila all at once.
But what of my wives in Venice?
Always you speak of those wives in Venice. Surely they have forgotten you by now.
No one could ever forget Marco Polo.
Why, who comes?
Most noble Khan, I come before you, and I bow low.
Toktai, what do you here? Why are you not in Peking, guarding my city for me?
The city is well guarded, most noble and mighty Khan. I have left men whom I can trust in charge of the city. I shall return there soon. But I come before you on a matter of great importance.
I see. Is all well with my family and my supporters?
All is well, most noble Khan.
Good.
And I trust that all is well with you.
Yes, all is well with me. I will return to Pekin tomorrow with Mafio Polo, and you shall accompany us, Toktai.
Gladly, most noble Khan. And I give greeting to Marco Polo.
I am glad to set eyes on you, Toktai. Tell me, how fares the Princess Zelana?
Oh, the Princess Zelana is well.
Did she send any message to Marco Polo?
She sent me with a message to Marco Polo.
Oh, well, that message can wait. Now, what is your news of great importance?
Most great and noble Khan, I humbly supplicate your forgiveness, and I beg the forgiveness of Marco Polo.
Oh? Why my forgiveness, Toktai?
Because the Princess Zelana is now my wife. We were married 2 weeks ago.